Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Well, it's just another great Thursday evening, TBT Thursday, to be exact. And it seems, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it's like I'll be up and I'll look at, be watching a movie or something and relaxing, and I'll look at the clock and I'll go, oh my God, I missed it again. And I have so many great photos from way, way back in the day when I just started getting into radio. My guest has not appeared in my studio yet, so I'm going to talk a little bit. And when he does call in, which I'm hoping he does any moment, Scott Stamper, owner of The Saint, is my guest this evening. And Scott, if you're out there, I'm sending you a message, a psychic message to wherever you are to please pick up that phone and call into my studio so we can talk to the guests that are so anxiously awaiting to hear about you, all about you, and about The Saint and all the fabulous music that you bring for us there. So in any case, getting back to the TBTs, the Throwback Thursday photographs, I don't even know when that started. But when it did, I thought, oh, what a clever idea. So whoever thought that up, thank you. I think it's a fun thing to do. And I do enjoy looking at, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm on my Facebook page every single day, which I'm not. But I do enjoy seeing particularly the old photographs. When I first saw it come out, I started out, believe it or not, oh, I'm not self-centered at all. I posted a photograph of myself with my brother Billy, and he's 2 years older than I am. So it was my brother Billy, and then it was me, and I was only 8 months old. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just start my life out on my TBTs at 8 months old. And I didn't. It's a beautiful, it was like an 8.5 by 11 photograph. And we were on a couch, and my mother had us both in beautiful, my brother had a beautiful white shirt and white shorts on, and I had a gorgeous, gorgeous white dress on. And he had his arm around me, and we were laying against a fantastic white satin blanket. So we were in front of that, and it was a really lovely photograph, and so I posted that. And then I started posting every now and then. As I was growing older, I hunted down through all, went through all the archives of all of the old photographs, and I think this was like about a little bit after my mother had passed away. So I think family photos were everywhere, and collectively we got them together to do a tribute to my mother, and then I ended up with more photographs that I didn't have. So anyway, that, you know, I did that for a little while, and I posted me in grammar school, and then I posted me, I don't know, I think I don't do it that often anymore. What I started doing was, I have photographs, I started my radio show. So I had lots of, every time someone came, you know, I was with Hamilton Radio for 2.5 years, and they would come to my show and drive to Trenton, and I would get photographs of them. And so I would put those up as, you know, Throwback Thursday photographs. And I think I'm going to start doing that again, because I still have lots of photographs from those, like lots. And like I said, I keep missing it. It's kind of like that time, the midnight hour. You know, I'm going to wait to the midnight hour. And then, like, I wait. I mean, I think I'm going to do my TBTs. And then by that time, I look, and it's 10 after, 5 after, 20 after. I end up doing it, like, on Friday. But I'm not, I don't want to do that anymore. So, anyway, I haven't seen Scott yet. I'm hoping that he calls in, because after all, this was his scheduled time to be on my show, and I was so looking forward to having him, but it happens sometimes, you know. People in the entertainment business are, and I'm not saying other people aren't busy, but today it's like busy, busy, busy life. I'm retired. I am trying to unbusy my life. And it's been difficult. I mean, I've really managed to do a good job of it at certain times, but then other times, like, well, everyone knows, when it rains, it pours. Like, my life can be very quiet for a while, and I'm not really doing anything. In fact, all of last summer, all of this summer, and even the summer before, and that winter in between, I was not, people didn't see me very much. In fact, pretty much what I was doing. I even missed, I mean, I missed some outrageous shows that I promoted. For instance, I had Matt O'Rea on my radio show, and I promoted his big, you know, debut at the Stoned Pony when they released more music, and I missed that. And it's like, well, I had to miss it because I was having a little bit of a back problem that occurred, and now it's kind of, you know, I'm dealing with it, okay? So we all have our crosses to bear and our special things to deal with, especially when you get on to being my age. Anyway, getting back to my show, I will be happy to do a solo show. I've done solo shows before. I don't want to do a solo show particularly. When I first got into radio, it was actually because of my CD that I released. And I released a CD called Ryan Rocks, and there were 12 songs on it, and it was a compilation CD. And some of the music I had recorded way back when and in Texas, and then some of the other music was recorded at the very, very popular Quad Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. And then I did the last few songs, or actually six songs, I recorded at my very good friend Jeff Levine's studio, which is Organic Sound Studio. And all of you know anyway, I mean, this is kind of old news because I've only done one compilation CD, and some of the songs have been taken off of that CD and put on other CDs. So that's been a real honor to have people call me and say, can we use this song or that song and put it on a compilation CD that's going to be promoted, you know, by other people, which lets me, and the artists that are on the CD are some of the most accomplished musicians in the state of New Jersey, so that's a real honor. I guess my song Indecision has been number two consecutive for 4 years now, so when I get a moment, which I don't seem to have many of these days, I'm going to try to sell some of my music. I mean, that would be the next move. I'm certainly not going to be going on tour at this stage of my life. I'm going to talk about Scott, and I'm going to get to that now because I don't see him coming on line. And, you know, I don't want to just talk about me the whole show because it is about Scott Stamper and his wonderful, legendary, you know, club, which is The Saint. And for those of you who did not see the ad, which I'm sure most of you did because, as you all know, I promote, you know, ad infinitum, ad nauseum for some people maybe, but worldwide, and that's kind of my trait. And I love doing it because I love supporting local talent, and I have been doing that now for, you know, 4 years. So, anyway, getting back, oh, I hear my cat. She's 16 and a half. She's like, rah, rah. She doesn't want me on the phone, you know. She's like, I'm 16 and a half years old, and I want some attention. So hold on, folks. Okay, girly girl, don't be making noises. Get on mommy's bed and stop your yah-yahing. Oh, you want your dinner. You're going to have to wait till my show's over. You're a good girl. Be a good girl. Well, anyway, here I am back. This is a very laid-back show, as you all know, and that's what I love about it. And it was like that when I was doing it at Hamilton Radio. I must say to everyone, I must take this opportunity that I have, since I'm doing the solo show, it looks like, I must give an enormous thank you to all of the people that drove to Trenton, from New York City, to be on my show. And we did an hour show, sometimes went over, and I thank them all from the bottom of my heart for coming. I had some of the best. Just go on Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, and you can scroll back 4 years' worth and see everyone that's been on my show. You may not be able to hear their interviews anymore, but for the past year and a half, you'll be able to hear all of my interviews. All you have to do is go to my radio site, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, or put in the website page, which is the blog, Talk Radio, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, and you can just click on whoever you'd like to listen to. I've had some awesome, awesome interviews. One of my last interviews at Hamilton Radio was the wonderful, awesome Michelle Monique Moore of the E Street Band, who was with Bruce for 13 and a half years. And Michelle was such a darling, and I was asked to interview her. And she drove to Trenton from Long Branch to be on my show, and it was a spectacular show. All of my shows are great. I can't even, you know, begin to tell you, Vinnie Lopez, J.T. Bowen, Paul Whistler, The Lips. I just could go on and on. Please go on. I know you'd like to hear these, because most of these people are friends of yours. You know, if you're in Asbury Park, you know all these people that have been on my show. So I support all people in the arts, not just musicians, but painters and crafters. And I'll give a shout-out to my friend Lior Asa, who hasn't been on my show, but I've been trying to get her. She's a busy, busy artist, a very busy girl. But I have had Patricia Ario artist, and she's also has a Facebook page, and a wonderful. She just did a mural in Asbury Park. She was commissioned by the city of Asbury Park to do a mural, and I was so excited for her because she's known to me as the Tilly artist, and she's just a phenomenal girl. You can't help but really, really love her. She's a great gal. She's she won't get offended, I hope, but she's a genuine hippie, genuine hippie. So, okay, getting back to the show, here we go. I'm going to read to everyone the promotion that I did for Scott Stamper. Scott, I hope you're okay out there. I hope that, you know, there wasn't some kind of an emergency or, you know, I sent you reminders and I just tried to I didn't receive your cell phone number, so I couldn't call you. Most everyone calls, sends me their cell phone so I can call and say, hello, our show is on. However, I didn't get that, and I had no way of getting a hold of that. So I'm sorry. I think you're going to be, I think anyway, that you'll be upset that you missed your show. I certainly am disappointed that you're not online with me right now. And if you remember, please come on at any time. And we'll talk for the length of time we have. So getting back to this, Scott, you know, when I did went back, even though I've known him from Going Into the Saint, and I've performed there as well, I performed there with The Lips too. I always loved the club. I have many friends that have played there. And when I did the bio, I saw that the club was open many, many years ago. And I didn't want to put what I saw was 14, but I think it's been open for much longer than 14 years. But it was open on Main Street in Asbury Park, presenting live original music 7 nights a week. At that time, it would have probably been hard to predict that the Saint would become a bedrock. A bedrock, and I'm trying to read this and keep an eye on my studio to see if Scott does come on. I'm going to move this paper here. Well, anyway, here it is, and I can read it off of my studio screen. Like no one would predict, really predict, that it would become a bedrock for live, you know, some of the most wonderful, wonderful live music in the Asbury Park scene, supporting up-and-coming local bands as well as national touring acts, while at the same time becoming, in a way, the city's rock and roll version of Cheers, where musicians and fans hang out together and everyone does know your name. But that is what the Saint has become. And today, the owner, Scott Stamper, and I'm not sure if he has, and so I was waiting for him to tell us, so I won't even mention that. I know Scott owns the Saint. I'm not sure if there are any other people involved, but that they were, you know, proudly celebrate every year of their existence and their exclusive popularity and claim to fame as far as having some of the best and unheard touring bands in Asbury Park, in the city of Asbury Park. So get over there if you haven't been there. It's a really cool, cool club. The club survived through tough times for Asbury Park, years when even the legendary Stone Pony closed down and the waterfront was in tatters. It's still thriving today as Asbury attempts yet another comeback. Over the years, big names like Creed, Jewel, Everlast, Moe, Incubus, Marcy Playground, The Fun-Loving Criminals, Nashville Pussy, and Ben Folds Five have played this small room. But perhaps even more importantly, it served as a showcase for local bands like Perfect Thing, Ready Made Breakup, Arlen Files, and The Lone Howdies, Divine Sign, and Status Green, younger groups that get to play before music-loving audiences that appreciate them just as much as the bigger names. So all I can say about how I feel about The Saint is that, I mean, I just think it's one of the coolest legendary spots in Asbury Park, and it comes out like in a V right on the corner of Main Street, and I'm not sure of the cross street, even though I grew up in Asbury Park, so shame on moi, but I don't have the address right in front of me, but coming from north, going up Main Street in Asbury Park, you will see it. It's kind of before, I think, Cookman Avenue, if it's even, yeah, I'm not sure what street it is, but in any case, it's a fantastic club, and it is open seven nights a week, and I love the club because it's a very cozy atmosphere, and it's got so much memorabilia in there. I mean, it's like filled with memorabilia everywhere, on the ceilings and on the walls and in the backstage room, if you get to go backstage, in the restrooms, everywhere. There's so much to look at. And, of course, you have to meet Scott Stamper and his wonderful partner. I won't say in crime, because they certainly are not criminals by any means. They're quite the opposite. They're just, you know, fantastic. Meg Donahue Kelly is just a sweetheart, and she has added so much to the feel and the love that's in The Saint. And I want to thank, oh, and another thing that I wanted to bring out that I did not know until I did the background on Scott, is that Scott was the founder of, it was called the T-Bird Awards. Now, the T-Bird Awards now are currently known as the Asbury Music Awards, and he is the founder. I know I'm repeating myself, but I want everyone to hear that. And so that's why, and I had taken that picture that I posted along with the promo. I took that at the 205 Music Awards. I said, Scott, can I take a picture of you so that when you come on my radio show, because I had been asking him to be on my show for a while, that I can have a picture of you to post. And then I got a new laptop, and it was a little bit of a problem for me to figure out, because it's a new business laptop, because I'm doing a lot. I'm writing a book. I'm in a movie. I'm going to Germany. I'm doing, like, so many things with my own career, with my music as well as my radio show. I'll be broadcasting from Germany. And anyway, but it's been difficult because of the way it's set up a little bit differently, and I had to figure out how to upload and download all my photographs that are from, like, years ago. But this one was just last year, but I still had a little problem, like, plopping it right on there. So I have to go see my computer man. He's a whiz. Tom is his name, and he's in Elbron, Tom Chung Computers. So if you ever need him, call me up, send me a private Facebook message. He's phenomenal. He's near the Elbron train station, and he's the best. And he's very affordable. He's the greatest. He'll know your problem if you just tell him what it is on the phone. So getting back to Scott Stamper, I hope you're okay. I'm really, sorry that you missed me. It looks like, well, we can still talk. We'll talk more. So I'm reading about Scott, and I know that he was not from New Jersey. I think he was somewhere from the South. And I didn't print all this out because I thought for sure that he would be telling me all of this. But if you want to find out about Scott, of course, all you do, just go Google Scott Stamper, because there's so much about him. And you can find out all about him, where he grew up and what he used to do before he, you know, stepped his first, like, you know, monumental or memorable step inside of The Saint, and started doing what he does the best, as far as I'm concerned, and that is running a phenomenal club called The Saint. And so I think, Scott, you are a saint, because you're the type of guy that has just been giving your heart and your soul, and I don't mince words, and I don't make up stories, and I don't, I'm not a brown noser. I just kind of am a gal. I think people know long enough from me, from being on my show and just knowing who I am, that I just tell it like it is. And it's like it is for me. I mean, everybody has their own opinion, but for me, Scott is like, has done so much for the music scene in Asbury Park, and I, for one, appreciate it beyond. And as I'm reminiscing about the Saint and my experiences going into the Saint, and I don't get out as much as I would like to, because I'm not 50 years old anymore, as you know. Oh, I may look it, ha-ha, right? But I'm not. So the first few years preparing for my radio show, and I have got about 100 people waiting to come on my show right now. It's because I was out there in the scene listening to all the bands, collecting all the, you know, meeting people, friending people, getting cards and, you know, all of that. I met so many people, and most of them, you know, a lot of them have been on my show over the past 4 years. But what I want to say, too, is that I had the awesome, the first people that asked me to sing was Coley Bryce and Jay Walker, my friends, and anybody that's ever been to the Saint know both of them. And they said, come on up, Nancy, come on up to the Saint and sing a song with us. Oh, and also, yes, and Gina was there too as well. And Gina got up and didn't play guitar. She played drums that night. And I sang, I remember I got up on the stage and I sang Blue Suede Shoes, which is like my signature cover, because I don't do a lot of covers because I'm a songwriter. And I don't really perform or have a band, so a recording artist is what I am, really. And I have to get back doing that more, because I have a lot of 100 songs. I have a lot more recording to do. But, you know, that's moolah. The green stuff has to come, and then it's God's will. If I do it, I do it. So, but then the second time I sang at the Saint, I was asked to perform with my very dear friends, Mark and Joan Lippman. And I love their you know, their comedy rock act is, like, phenomenal. And I met them online years before they moved back to Asbury Park. We became Facebook friends because they know a lot of people from way back then since I grew up in Asbury Park. And my brother Billy stayed in Asbury Park till just 5 years ago when he moved to Vermont. You know, everybody knows kind of Billy, Ryan, the guitar man, and they know me as well. And so now I lost my train of thought, what I was saying, totally. It just kind of, I lost where I was going with this. I know it was about, oh, yes. So they, the Lips, we got to be friends on Facebook. And so we were chatting back and forth. And I've become friends with lots of other people, Too Tall Tom and the D-Mex that live in North Carolina, and so many others, Kathleen Bumble, hello, and like I've never given shout-outs for these people, so I want to do it, well, I have the time, and it's my solo show tonight, I have the time to do that, so hello, and I appreciate all of you, and we've been friends for years now, and I love Facebook for that. I mean, it's really enriched my life, and so, you know, I haven't even met in person, the D-Mix, but I feel like they're, you know, they're my friends. They could come and stay in my home. They've invited me to stay with them. But getting back to this, the music scene, I remember Mark and Joan sending me a message and saying, would you be part of a show that we're going to do at the Saint? And I said, of course, I would be honored. I would love it. They said, well, we're going to get a few musicians from the area that will get up and do, and they did two different, I believe they did two, and they might have even done three different or more than that. But I know that I was in the second show that they did. And I, you know, everybody went up and they did a few songs and then we all sang together, and I loved that song. Well, the meatball song is so popular, but I loved the song, the guacamole dip song. And so then when I would go and they would play, they would always call me up. I would go, would you call me up and let me do the guacamole dip, because it was so much fun. And Joni, you know, Joni is what, you know, I believe, you know, Mark called her. And not many people call her, and it's the only time I've ever referred to her, is because when I do my shows, I think I get a little bit extra sensitive and emotional, because it's my passion. You know, I love music, and I love supporting local talent and all kinds of talent. Tokel, that's a good word. Even, you know, I meet people that have made it and that are big stars now, have been coming and knocking at my door and coming on my show, which is so exciting for me, really exciting for me. But Joan, that was a very memorable experience for me when you and Mark, you know, had me on your show. And then I had Mark and Cal, Betran, Cal, yes, you're coming on my show one of these days, I promise you, I promise. They asked if they could come down to Convention Hall when I was singing in Convention Hall. I was singing in Convention Hall the first Saturday night, of the first Saturday, rather, of every month for several years before Superstorm Sandy hit. And I would go in there and, oh, the acoustics in there are phenomenal, because I could walk around with my guitar and just sing to everyone, and it was wonderful. And I have a page called Inside and Outside the Fabulous Grand Arcade, and if you go there, you can look back and you can see pictures that I would take, and I would sing to little ones that were 2 years old, and they'd be all shy at first, and then I'd squat down and I'd start singing like Blue Suede Shoes, and then they'd come out and they'd start dancing, and it was just a thrill for me. It was more of a gift for me than it was, I think, for the people that walked through the Grand Arcade. But as I said, I mean, everything for me happened in Asbury Park, my first of everything, you know, my first, you know, kindergarten, and my first, you know, my first job, and, you know, the boardwalk, and my first everything. That's, but we can leave it at that, and you can use your imagination. My first everything, my first, you know, love at Asbury Park High School. There we go. This will probably be the first show that I didn't go 10 minutes over, because I only have 4 minutes left of the show. Unfortunately, Scott did not call in. I don't know what happened. I'm sure I'll hear from him, and I'm hoping that everything is okay and that there was not some kind of a, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've had only one other time this happened, and it was just, you know, it was a very well-known comic, and I won't say who, and he felt so bad, and he was so mad at himself for missing the show, but we did a show for him the very next night. But I can't do that for Scott tomorrow night, because I have an engagement already, and I'm booked solid now till December, so I don't know when I'm going to get Scott back on my show, but I'll do my best, Scott. So, and for everyone else that was looking forward to Scott, I will do my best. Okay. I'm really, like I said, you know, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style. This is my favorite radio show of all time. I knew I wanted to be in radio when I was asked to be on the Joey Reynolds Show in New York City after my first few songs were released. It was 2 days later that they called me, their talent buyer. And it was a thrill. And I kind of put my music aside, and I got right into radio broadcasting. And I love it. And I was, I'm happy to say that, and thank you. I'm not sure how I got nominated. But since you are the founder, Scott, of the Asbury Music Awards, I want to say what an honor it was to be nominated in the category of Top Radio Personality, supporting local talent at the Asbury Music Awards, held at the legendary Stone Pony, December 2015. What a birthday gift that was for me. My birthday is in December. It's December 9th. And you know, it's been a real honor. I was totally shocked. And my friends, Mark and Joan, they sent me a text. Congratulations, Nancy. And I sent them a message back. What do you mean? Congratulations for what? I said, well, go and follow this link and you'll find out. So I went on the link and I found out. I said, holy moly, that is amazing. Amazing that with, you know, included with even national radio stations that I would be nominated. And then my really good friend, oh my God, Jeff Crispy was there. And of course, he was nominated for, he won actually. He won for the third time as best photographer. And that very night before all of the festivities happened, I asked him, Jeff, will you take a photo of me? And he did. And I'm holding up the pamphlet from that night, and I'm holding that up, and he took the best photo of me holding that up, very happy to have been nominated in that category. It was an honor to be nominated. I hope and pray that I'm nominated next year. I hope I win next year. I think I didn't even find out that I was in the running, or I would have promoted myself. I didn't do any promotion for myself. And then I know if they had Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park. I think they had Ryan Rocks Radio, but it is Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style. It is Ryan Radio now, but it wasn't. So they had ESB or something. They knew the future of my career. I have like a few minutes left. I'm sorry, Scott, that you didn't show up. I hope everything's okay. Thank you, Scott and Kelly, for all that you do. Kelly, Meg, thank you. That's your, you know, thank you. Thank you so much for all you do at the Saint, and I look forward to coming and visiting you. You know, in the near future. That night that I sang with the Lippmans was a very memorable occasion. My friend, the ex-mayor, Ed Johnson came to hear me. I had people coming to hear me sing with the Lippmans. And I, as you know, I don't sing out that much. So when I sing out and I have people come to hear me sing, it makes me feel really good. It gives me a warm spot. So no further ado, I'm going to read you a list of the nonprofits that I support after every radio show. And they have all been a guest on my show. And I am so happy to say that they are Minister Steve of Tent City of Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio, Bev Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless, Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes, Carlos Rodriguez, the director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties. I've been promoting the Monmouth County SPCA, and they are the only people I haven't had on my radio show yet, but I volunteered there and worked with the kiddies a little bit, and I am going to have someone represent them. It's just a matter of they're so busy, and they use their volunteers to the max, so I haven't had anybody on, but they will be. Paul A. Ressler, he is the president and CEO of TUPAC, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. Holiday Express, which is the founder, is Tim McClune, who is the owner of the ever-so-popular Wonderful Supper Club, and Tim McClune's in Asbury Park, and he has a restaurateur, as many of you know. He has so many restaurants, I'm not sure how many, but he was on my show, and I am promoting Holiday Express because, all of these equally, I these are close to my heart. These are my chosen nonprofits. And the last nonprofit that I have is another friend, and I consider each and every one of these nonprofit people my friends, is Patricia Ario Artist, and she is on Facebook under her own name, and also she runs a nonprofit called the Info Age Science History Learning Center and Museum, and it's out near Camp Evans. So with that, I want to say those are my nonprofits. The list is getting, I don't think I can get too many more because I'm going to have to like add another half an hour to my show to mention them all. But I have my very first sponsor who I've had for a few months now. I got a sponsor, and she's so wonderful, and she's my new dentist. They've opened a third office, and it's on Broadway. And her name is Dr. Inna Silman, and the name of her dentist office is Smiles on Broadway, and she's in Long Branch, New Jersey, and I highly recommend her. Tell her Nancy Ryan Rocks sent you, and you will be so happy that you went to her. And when you see me and you see my smile, so when I went to see her, I said, Dr. Silman, I want a movie star smile because I'm not just going to be an extra, but I have a speaking part in a movie. And of course, it was Ken Do. And so that's what I'm working on now, and it's working out beautifully, and I am so happy with her. So that's it. Another wonderful show. I say this is live talk radio at its best. Thank you, everyone, for listening. My shows are all archived, so for your listening pleasure and convenience. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening. Peace out. Nancy Ryan, a.k.a. Ryan Rocks. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.